Hello and welcome to the meditation for the economy in the United States, the world, and you. I'm Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention today and every day, Monday through Friday, is to transform consciousness in the United States economy, in the world economy, and within the economy within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels, instruments of peace who we are. Peace, harmony, and prosperity is our true being. That's who we are. And today's meditation and every day as we come back to, again and again, to connect with who we are, to deepen that connection, create that unity inside so we are no longer baffled and confused by the things in the external world, dealing with all things financial that seem to affect everything else. We do this by going inside, as we're going to do today in just a moment, and truly connect with our beingness, and we become, when we do this, pure instruments of peace that bring forth peace, harmony, and prosperity within us, within others, across Mother Earth. Before we start today's meditation, I'm guided to share today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 195. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. This is a message about discernment. Discernment means separate apart. Selective, from the word select, means to choose a part. Chosen in preference to others. It's not a off-the-cuff, no, it's a careful choice, a mindful choice. Selective, as a choice to bring forth excellence. That's the reason for this exclusivity, if you will. Imagine that you are seeking a specific radio show on the radio, and you seek it out for its quality of programming, its type of music and or type of talk, and the host. What happens there? You are being selective. If you discern the wrong frequency, you get different results. You go after a certain radio station because you're discerning frequency. And frequency is really a vibration. I'm sharing with you radio, and yet we see that frequency is an energy signal. And you are choosing that signal, that number, that station above all others, to the exclusion of others. That's what we do when we dial in on the radio, or we click in on a TV. In essence, it's the same thing. Or what we see on the internet, or who we speak with, and the places we go, we are discerning, we are tuning in, zeroing in on a certain frequency and vibration that we desire. And here, that's the real key. You get to choose. You get to choose what uplifts you, what inspires you, what encourages you to be you, the best you, the excellent you. The people, the situations, the circumstances, the conversations, the books you read, the programming you watch or listen to on the radio or TV or the internet, your friends, where you go. You get to choose what feeds your soul. You get to choose what enriches you to stay connected with the deeper core essence of who you are. It's always a choice. Do we feel uplifted, inspired, centered, and grounded? Or do we have to put up defenses, if you will, to screen out and protect our soul, ourself, from other people and things? It's a choice. Or do we choose to go to sleep? It's a choice. Today's message asks us to be selective. I would share with you, it asks us to be courageous. To make choices throughout the day, little and big, that align you with your authentic being, peace, harmony, and prosperity. Allow you to grow from the inside out. It takes courage to stay centered and choose from your inner strength and commitment to yourself. And that's why we do these meditations every day. So you will become stronger and stronger inside out and let go. Say no to the situations, things, and people that move you away from being the excellence, the best who you are every moment of every day. We'll keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to simply breathe inside, slowing it down, connecting with your heart center. Imagine there are all these frequencies out there, all these vibration energies that are calling your attention. They may even be inside of you. Notice the one that lights you up from the inside out. As you breathe inside, zero in on that light. Allow yourself to get beyond the surface to all the things that want to pull you to do their thing, to fulfill their desires. Connect inside so you may be one with your soul and truly follow the destiny you came into this world to fulfill. To be the peace, the harmony, and the prosperous being who you are. By following your inner light, listening to your inner voice. So as you breathe into the light inside, follow that light that calls to you peace. Breathe into that light and watch it expand, perhaps change colors. Breathe in with absolute knowingness that you are following your higher self, the only truth that matters. And as you breathe in, other words and thoughts may be crossing the inner circle of your mind. Discern the ones that are gentle, that are calm, that are direct, with just a few words. Know those are the words of your higher self, your soul self, your God self. Follow those words. Follow that light. All others sound insistent, aggressive, judgmental, critical, wanting you to do it their way, making you wrong for choosing something else. Those are the voices to discern and separate from. Those are the voices that take you away from your true, authentic, essential being. Those are the voices that are learned voices from others. The teachers, the priests, the ministers, the mothers, the fathers, in all their incarnations, symbolically representing personality types and egos, they are not who you are. Follow the light inside, the gentle, sweet voice inside. Be one with your higher self. Breathe into this light and see it expand. Grow wider and wider and watch the colors grow. You may go through different colors. For you are now harmonizing your inner being back to who you really are, tuning in to the frequency who you are, a child of God, a pure love being. And as you look with wonder and delight at this light inside of you and listen to the voice it may appear, feel that love now. Be love now. Look through your inner eyes of love. Listen with your inner ears of love. Feel with the true heart essence deep inside you of love. Be love. We're tuning in to the frequency of love, who you are. Breathing in that love and allowing the frequency of love to do what it's meant to do within you. The more you breathe into this light, the more the energy radiates out, sends out the signal to every cell and atom of your being through your heart. Your heart is a pumping love machine. It will truly pump whatever you choose to focus on. And if you choose to stay centered in your heart being with your core essence, your higher self, that is exactly what gets pumped through every cell and atom of your being. Under grace now. Peace. Harmony. Prosperity. Simply be love. See love. Feel love. Allow that love to permeate every cell and atom of your being by simply focusing on the light inside. We are meditating on that truth, that light, and letting go all other voices, all other distractions, all those other things, people, ideas, thoughts that want to separate you from who you are. A pure being, a radiating center of love, who knows every situation that is happening outside of you may be shifted permanently in the most positive way by tuning in to this frequency now under grace. We start with love. We are love. We feel love. We see love. And we respond from this place of love. And today, as we're grounded in love, I'm guided to invite you to bring the love that's inside of you to a particular part of the globe. In the Middle East, since December 27, there's been a choice for some to choose external physical war. And we know that anything happening on the outside of us is a reflection of all of us in some way. These countries in particular and those who support them are supporting war. They are supporting terror in another form. And they're using war and terror to put out war and terror. I invite you now to take the peace, this pure love connection deep in your soul, and focus from your inner eye to the part of Mother Earth in the region of the Middle East, specifically in the countries of Gaza and Israel and their surrounding countries in Egypt in particular. For it is chosen to be the peacemaker and bring together people from around the world who have an interest, real or imagined, to bring peace on their terms, or hopefully on the terms of a higher good, pure God essence. I bless you and thank you now for bringing your peace. Allow the light inside of you to shine on this place. Just sending out the beautiful rays of pure love essence from your radiating center of love to this place, Israel and Gaza, allowing our collective heart centers to focus on from a place of pure love, without judgment for any people involved, for any of their actions. Simply send out love, pure, pure, authentic love. Send it to this region. Send it to all the people, to all the leaders, all the decision makers, the military and their governments, people on the ground, to citizens who feel they're doing the right thing, following even their religious laws. To those who from other countries have come representing the world, like the UN, or neighboring countries that are host sites for conversations. Feel the love inside of you bubble up and send it out to all these people with one simple intention. As we fill this area with pure love light and see and feel it permeating every single person in the region, all the decision makers, we send out this clear intention, this God intention. Let there be peace as God intended. Let there be peace, the highest peace. Allow yourself, each person in every capacity, citizen, soldier, strategic planner, government official, peace broker, let there be peace. Choose the frequency of pure God peace. Find your way to peace. Allow yourself to give up your ways and agree on peace, allowing each being to be their highest and best self now in the space of peace. Sending out that love and light from your inner heart, pure love, knowing that God's in control, and no matter what it appears to be, it's all being harmonized for the highest and best good of all concerned now under grace. And when you're ready, come back into your heart center. Feel that peace inside. And know this is the way to view the world. Judgment-free, clear intention, centered, grounded, if you will, anchored in your authentic being. Love who you are. the radiating center of love, who you are. Take a couple more breaths inside. Really discern what love feels like. So when you come back to the world with your eyes wide open, you do so recognizing the frequency of love, recognizing whenever someone or something is grabbing your attention or attempting to grab your attention. And you can choose discernment. You can choose to be selective and to separate apart simply by remembering you are anchored to your heart center and let them go under grace. Send them love and choose again the higher frequency, the pure frequency, the frequency that uplifts you, supports you to be you, express you, express your greatness now in peace, harmony, and prosperity. Follow the anchor, the thread from your inner light, from your soul self, back to the surface as you breathe gently into your heart center. Being conscious of your hands and your toes, and gently sway your body as if you're a beautiful palm tree, gentle breezes in the early dawn. Or at the end of the day at dusk, swaying ever so gently, coming back into your own vibration, conscious of it. And when you're ready, bring your hands together to prayer position. Bless and thank your higher self, for you have chosen to be one, to be in attunement with your true being, the vibration of your highest self, vibration of love, the vibration of peace, harmony, and prosperity. So you may bring that out into the world by being that, knowing that is who you are. And I bless and thank you all for being here now. And when you're ready, just be in this space. We will anchor it in our 3D world by calling on Carla to tone with us the vibration of peace, harmony, and prosperity, the vibration of love now.
I let there be peace. I am that I am. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it is so. It is done. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.